Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. And now, here's to your health.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and I'm very happy that today we're going to be able to bring you a very special guest, Dr. Catherine Andre, who is a licensed psychologist in clinical practice for over 20 years. She's served families in conflict and as a child custody director and mediator, and her background is in child neuropsychology and school psychology with a PhD from the University of Georgia. She's the co-author of the book, Getting Through My Parents' Divorce, a workbook for children coping with divorce, parental alienation, and loyalty conflicts. And this is such an important topic as we are in the Advent season, preparing for Christmas, which is a time that families gather together, and certainly children who have experienced divorce in their families. This can be a time of conflict and stress for them in wanting to be with both of their parents. So I'd like to welcome Dr. Andre to our show. Good morning, Dr. Andre.
Good morning, Dr. Carla. Thank you, and thank Iowa Catholic Radio for allowing me to be part of Here's to Your Health this morning. I hope that your listeners are going to leave feeling really good about Christmas with their children and have some tools to help their children cope.
Yes, I think that's the goal of this show today, because so many parents are thinking, how are we going to get through Christmas, right, when they experience divorce?
You know, yes, and I hope that when we talk today, they will have those tools, because that's so important. We want them to be able to look forward to the holidays, even though the holidays are changing for them during this very challenging time. You know, kids are particularly sensitive to what their parents are going through. So it's important for parents from the inside out feel good about the holidays so that their children can feel good about the holidays too.
Right. And before we get fully into our conversation, I want to give the text number, because we do have a line set up that listeners can text questions for our guest. And that's at 515-223-1150. 515-223-1150. So if you have questions, as Dr. Andre and I are visiting, please feel free to send your questions in, and we'll get to those at the end of the show. So you sent me a tips for the holidays, and I thought that's pretty specific to what we're going to discuss today. So why don't we start with what does a parent do? How do they plan?
You know, I don't have that in front of me, the okay. tips for the holidays. So if I leave something out, you can fill it in. I actually have some other ideas.
Sure. Why don't go with those first, and then we can kind of get to this. Sure.
So I think the first thing is to know your children and know your situation, and try to be the bigger person. Be careful that you don't get into a competition with your ex, because you don't want to drag your children into a battleground.
So what ways would be competitive with your spouse? Buying more presents or trying to do the best, most exciting thing? What are you thinking in terms of
exactly?
That?
You've just said it.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes. And then the next thing I think that's really important is to help your children understand their emotions. Once an emotion is identified, then the emotion is not hiding underneath the surface and becoming something that a child is going to act out. Guilt especially is problematic for children during the holidays. I don't want to leave mom. I don't want to leave dad, because that parent is going to be alone. And I'm going to the other parent's house where there's a very large family. So mom or dad can say, hey, you know what? I'm going to love this time by myself, because I'm going to be reading this book that I've been wanting to read, and this gives me a chance to do that. So send your child or children off feeling really good about what you're going to be doing without creating a competition or without that child feeling sad for you.
Right. And making them responsible for your emotional well-being, right?
Very well said, Dr. Carla. And then it's also important to include them by saying, well, what do you want? But I want to caution our listeners, when we parents ask our children, what do you want? Part of a grieving process for a child can be to tell a parent what that parent wants to hear. So be very careful when you ask a child, what do you want, that you don't take it too literally. The goal here is just to include the child in the decision making. Let the child or children know, you know, your dad and I, your mom and I are the decision makers here, but we just want to include you. Children going through a grieving process, as part of that process, are going to be telling parents oftentimes what they want to hear. But you do want to include them in the process so that they feel like they're included in the decision making.
So maybe that might look, I'm just thinking here, that inclusion might look like mom saying to their son or daughter, or both, that, you know, that our family gets together on Christmas Eve for our big celebration. So, you know, do you want to be at that? And then with, and dad's, you know, family, they usually have Christmas Day, big dinner. And does that seem like something that would work with you, that you're feeling comfortable with? Is that something that you could look at?
That sounds perfect, Dr. Carla.
So it's just including them in that process. And, you know, I'm thinking, what about as a clinical psychologist, would a parent see acting out in school at all as they getting closer to the holidays? If there were issues and tensions, would that be something that even a teacher would notice?
A teacher would notice that, Dr. Carla. It's important to realize that acting out may or may not be connected to a divorce, and so it's important for both parents to be able to sit down and talk with the teacher about that. I know when I'm working with families in the divorce court, there are times when high conflict families will take something going on in school as a way to get back into divorce court and blame the other parent without really fully investigating
right. What's
going on. So it's important for both parents, again, to not use what's going on with the child as an opportunity for a battleground, but to really investigate what's going on with the child.
Right, because developmentally there can be issues that arise just, you know, in and of themselves. So you mentioned an important point, and it struck me when you said it. A child grieving, and I was thinking, you know, divorce is, in a way, a death. It's a death of the family as we've known it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And children show different ways of grieving. And it's important to understand that as part of the grieving process, children are going to be angry. That's just one of the stages of grief. So it's important to help the children deal with their emotions. If children stay in one stage or get stuck, for example, if a nine-year-old is talking about, I hate my life, I hate school, and is doing that longer than, say, 2 weeks, it's important to get that child some professional help, because longer than 2 weeks is indicative of a problem that really needs some professional help for that child.
And the professional will be able to help to identify and help to move that child emotionally forward, hopefully, right?
Right, yes.
So,
and I also...
Go ahead.
I also encourage parents in our, going through our family law court to both participate in the child's therapy and work with the child's therapist as a way to understand what's going on with the child. Maybe there's something mom can do a little differently or something dad can do a little differently. It doesn't have to be family therapy, but it can be both parents working with a really good therapist who understands the family dynamic and can help mom respond a little better to help the child and dad respond a little better to help the child get through the grieving process.
Right. And, you know, it's so important for everyone to be getting the support they need in that type of a crisis of a divorce. And I'm sure that the mom and dad are going through their own emotional struggles. But I think that what we're trying to help our listeners to identify is ways and means that they can be very supportive to their children, because those children are forming and they are developing into adults eventually, and these experiences are going to be very important. And just with that, you are an expert on parental alienation, and I'd love it if you could identify to our listeners what parental alienation actually means.
Well, it's controversial, as you know, Dr. Carler, in the field, but those of us who have been dealing with it 20 years or longer see it in high conflict cases. And basically, I keep it very simple. I just say that parental alienation is when kids get caught up in a loyalty conflict. They're basically behaviors that are behaviors that place a child into a loyalty conflict. One that I see and kind of alerts me to what is going on is when I hear one parent tell me that the other parent is not on the contact information at the school, or that parent says, no, I'm not on the contact information at the school. That alerts me to the fact that a parent is being excluded in a child's life. There may be a very good reason. That parent may be off in a drug rehab center, or that parent may be incarcerated. So it's not 100% fail-proof, but it is a red flag for me. And some other situations that alert me to the fact that a child may be placed in the middle is if a parent is telling a child to spy on the other parent, or
right,
if a parent is coming in and saying a lot of very mean things about the other parent, or if one parent is not wanting the other parent to spend time with the child, and I'm hearing a lot of excuses,
right,
why not?
Right.
Or if sometimes I'll say, well, are there pictures of the other parent in your home? No, I took them all down. I don't want any of those pictures in my house. Sometimes I hear a child say, well, I'm supposed to call my new stepmom or dad, mom or dad. That's also a red flag. There's only one mom. There's only one dad. There can be other people that are doing things like mom or dad, but stepmom, stepdads, very, very important people. But let's give them other names. Let's, mom Carla or dad Tony, but not just mom, not just dad.
Right.
And
so that they're not replacing those parent figures in their lives, right? I have another question, because I'm thinking these children know that, you know, this is my mom, this is my dad, and I am, you know, I'm made from both of them, right? And
absolutely.
And so I think that part of what I've been just reading, you don't want your child identifying a bad part to them, because if mom's really angry with dad and she's, you know, saying this in front of the children, I think that the child can actually internalize that there must be a bad part to them then.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Dr. Carla. And that child is going to have a lot of identity issues growing up. Also a lot of anger, depression. There's some research with Dr. Amy Baker and other psychologists that there's some substance abuse as adults. It can create a lot of long-term problems, not just immediate problems during their years through age 18.
And then also it would seem that the trust in their own relationships would be challenging, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So you did send me 10 tips for the holidays, and I thought, well, with divorce come new experiences, and hopefully there can be many new positive experiences. And what you had written was to be able to continue some of the traditions of the past for the children so that everything isn't all brand new, but also to be able to make some new traditions together. Can you speak about that a little bit and how that would enhance the Christmas experience?
Well, children do need to have positive memories, and it's important to talk with them a little bit about change. Children get stability from tradition, so when you create those new traditions, you want to talk with them about change so that they're not blindsided by the change but are participating in the change.
Okay. And so can you think of if we're a lot of people have to relocate and have a new home, for example, in the case of divorce. So possibly it would mean doing something different in the decorating of the Christmas tree, right? Or the house.
Well, right. It could be. I mean, there are a lot of possibilities for changing traditions. Again, it comes back to knowing your children and knowing your situation, creating a positive attitude within yourself. And when your children feel that positive attitude within yourself, then that gives them permission to have and find a positive attitude within themselves as well.
Can you speak to that as far as to the moms and dads who are listening and they're saying, I am feeling so overwhelmed right now and really maybe angry and bitter about this divorce. How do I find the positive? We're on Iowa Catholic Radio, so I mean, I know what my answer would be.
Right.
But,
mine too, Dr.
Pray,
Carla.
Pray,
right.
Ask God
right.
and the Holy Spirit
right.
to help
right.
you to have that positive attitude. But
right.
clinically, is there anything else you would want to add to how parents can get that sense of being positive, especially on behalf of their children at Christmas time?
Well, yes, I will add to what you said. You know, Jesus says my yoke is easy. And so I love that because I do believe his yoke is easy, even going through the holidays and divorce. And we need to keep that in mind. Coping tools. We all have our coping tools. You have yours. I have mine. Sleeping, deep breathing, reading, exercise, arts and crafts, different kinds of music, maybe even for some adults, team sports, going to see a therapist, getting on the internet and finding something positive on the internet to read, being careful with the internet, though, of course.
Right.
Working on puzzles, drawing, taking another class. Finding something positive to focus on, getting your mind on something other than the negative emotion, keeping your mind on something other than your pain. Where your mind goes, your emotions are going to follow. And so it's important to be able to think back to when you've been able to do that in the past, make
right.
Go through journals when you've overcome something negative, Think about courage. It takes courage to overcome these situations. In the book, we give kids ways to think about when they were courageous. You were courageous when you told the truth. Think about that situation. Or you were courageous when you helped a friend. The same thing can apply to adults. You have to be courageous to overcome these situations.
And I want to remind our listeners that we're talking with Dr. Catherine Andre, clinical psychologist, and her book is that she has co-authored with another psychologist is Getting Through My Parents' Divorce. And it's a workbook for children coping with divorce, parental alienation, and loyalty conflicts. So I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I want our listeners to know what we're talking about if they just tuned in to the show. It's you have 33 simple activities to help kids deal with sadness and confusion and anger, learn new ways to cope with worry and stress, and tap into inherent courage and strength. And I love that you say it takes courage to be able to get through the whole process of divorce and that separation of a family.
Yes, it does.
So,
and in the book, we do go into how children can find courage and be brave when they're caught in the middle so that they can love and be loved by both parents.
Can a child actually say to mom or dad if they're saying mean things about the other parent that say, Dad, I just don't want to hear bad things about Mom. Could you please not say that?
Yes, but it takes knowing that it's okay to do that. And the book was, we actually wrote the book to empower children to be able to do that so that they don't end up losing one parent because a parent is able to effectively influence that child to the point of hating another parent, hating the other parent.
Right, and I think that's what's so important is you want your children to have happy, positive memories about Christ's birth. This Christmas is the celebration of Christ's birth. And so, and it comes every year. And I think that for a child going through these circumstances, you want to try to keep that a positive memory and experience. Because in my own mind, I'm thinking that it could even move a child away from wanting to celebrate Christmas if it's a very negative experience, right?
Yeah, right. And I actually have had parents tell me when I'm helping them develop their holiday plans, well, the other parent can have the kids this Christmas. I don't have any good memories of Christmas. My parents were divorced. It's not a happy time for me. I want my kids to have a good Christmas and the other parent has a big family, and I try to encourage that parent to want to build some traditions and have the children and to understand, you know, it's okay. You don't have to have a large family. You can sit around with hot chocolate. You can make your own memories. But sometimes it's very, very difficult for parents with those bad memories and without a support system to be able to build those happy memories.
So you would say for parents that I think that the book is a great resource for any parent, Getting Through My Parents' Divorce by Amy Baker and Catherine Andre, both PhD. But if there are real concerns and you just can't move through, it would be recommended to see a therapist, see somebody that can help make a plan with you to help you to make this a better experience for not just yourself, but for the whole family, for the children, and even for your ex-spouse to be able to try to lift this above. And you know what this brings to mind from a Christian standpoint is as Christians, as Catholic Christians, we're called to take the higher road, and that's the higher road of virtue. And it's never easy to be kind and gracious to those that have hurt you. And in marriage, with the case of divorce, those can be very deep, deep wounds. But I think that with God's help, God is certainly abundant in his grace, and he can lift you up to that higher road of virtue to be forgiving and merciful, and then to be loving and compassionate, and to provide that type of environment that can be nurturing for the children particularly. So I am so glad that today you could come and talk about this. We're going to only have a few minutes left, and so I wanted to just give you some time to cover anything that we haven't covered already that you think is really important for parents to hear, Catherine.
Well, I think you actually have said it, Carla, to be the bigger person. You'll feel so good when you are the bigger person. You'll have your children see you modeling how good that feels. You'll be teaching them about character building. Just remember, knowing your children, knowing your situation, I think that's one of the takeaways. And also, teenagers. Just remember, teenagers from 10 to 14, they have a tendency to return to childish behavior during times of stress.
Okay.
So just remember about teenagers. And also, the 15 to 16-year-olds, they're withdrawing from their parents. So don't be surprised, even if they're with you, don't be surprised by their behavior. I often will say, remember, they're on another planet, and parents laugh and they say, yes.
Yes, any parent of a teenager certainly knows that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And to have a specific plan, you'd mentioned, you'd make your plan specific, give the stability to that. And to bring in some of the traditions you've had together, but to have new traditions. And if you haven't done all of this, please don't beat yourself up, because every day is a new day, and we all have things we have to grow in and that we can do better. And our children are a precious gift from God. And so let's love them through this season and nurture them. And the book again that Dr. Andre has co-authored is Getting Through My Parents' Divorce, a workbook for children coping with divorce, parental alienation, and loyalty conflicts. And Dr. Catherine, thank you so much for being on Here's to Your Health. We certainly appreciate it and hope you can come back again soon.
Thank you, Dr. Carla. Great to be with you again.
Wonderful. And I'm Dr. Carla on Here's to Your Health. We'll see you again next week. Thank you for listening to Here's to Your Health.
Here's to Your Health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Now, live your life for God, and here's to your health.